Well, the Advent conspiracy has come to a close. We have spent the past 7 weeks getting ready for the coming of the Christ once again. We defied both the culture as well as the contemporary liturgical calendar in an effort to place ourselves in a posture of openness to what new things the Spirit might do in our lives this year. In fact, we put 3 extra candles around the Advent wreath to do just that. Each week, our young ones would light candles, sometimes on their tippy toes. Actually, I don't know why we didn't think about taking that thing off there earlier, but sometimes on their tippy toes, they did that to remind us of what's most important. We sang, "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus," and we were blessed because God heard our prayer song and Christ Jesus came just as he promised. And so today, as we close out this year and we get ready for moving into a new year and a brand new decade, we thought it would be meaningful to relight our Advent wreath, to take a few moments to remember where we've been, and as we do so, to hear some stories from a few people in our congregation for whom this season has made a significant impact. Let's pray as we get ready to listen and participate as we give thanks for the light that has come into the world. Let's pray. Loving and gracious God, giver of life and light, we give you our thanks today as we gather together around this Advent wreath again to hear this story told anew through the lives of those who experienced you this Advent. We pray, O God, that the words of all of our mouths and the meditations which take place deep within our hearts might be pleasing and acceptable to you, for you, O God, are the light. You, O God, are the Savior of the world. And we give you our thanks and praise. Amen. We began the Advent conspiracy with a word that was striking. Many of us wore a button with that word on it, and we wore it not only in worship, we wore it as we left this place to be a testimony in our community. And that word was what? Rebel. I rebel. One family decided to take that word really seriously this Advent season. And I'd like to invite you to take a look at the screen and listen to what Hallie and Brooklyn Esposito and Hallie's mom and Brooklyn's grandmother, Sarah Shoey, had to say. So let's take a look together.
Good morning. We appreciate this opportunity to share how we celebrated Advent a little bit differently this Christmas. I was thinking a few weeks ago that it would be nice maybe to not spend so much on gifts that maybe we would just play with for like a week and then kind of just get put in the closet and not used again for the rest of the year, and maybe try to focus a little bit more on spending time together and doing some fun things. And then that Sunday at church, Pastor Susan gave a sermon on rebelling against hyper-consumerism. So that was pretty much all the encouragement that we needed. So on the way home, I talked to Brooklyn about it, and at first she was a little bit skeptical and said, "Does this mean I'm not getting any presents for Christmas this year?" And I said, "No, it doesn't mean that. It just means that we're going to be a little more thoughtful with our gift giving and try to help others and try to spend a little more time together." So how do you think we've done?
We've done really well. My mom and I went to Color Me Mine, and we have decorated lots of sugar cookies and peppermint bark. We've also played lots of games together and read lots of Christmas stories. We've given more money to charity, and we are going to help out at the Matthew Ministry
sometime soon. And then, Mom, how do you think we've done?
I think we've done a wonderful job. It has been just so gratifying to be thinking of other people instead of just ourselves. I've enjoyed visits from my family. We've eaten together. We've played games together. It has been truly a delightful time.
Well said. Yeah, I think we've definitely gotten a lot more out of spending more time together this season and focusing more on that instead of consumerism.
So rebelling meant doing things differently, Hallie said. Less time in stores meant more time and freedom to spend doing fun and relational things, meaningful things together as a family. And so we relight the candle that reminds us that we don't have to allow hyper-consumerism to place us in bondage, and that through Jesus Christ we can rebel and experience the freedom to be different. Part of rebelling against the frenzy of the season means that we were able to move into a deeper rest during Advent. And I've invited Tyler Parrish to share how this happened for him this year. Let's take a look.
Hello, my name is Tyler Parrish, and for this Advent season, I've been able to experience rest. For the past several years, I've been able to experience rest during this time period of Advent season. The demands of my job sometimes cause me to work 70, 80 hours a week for about a 6-week time frame, which completely stresses you out during this time. When are you going to have time to wrap? Did you get everything picked out? And just dealing with everything at work and at home, don't get to spend a lot of time with your family, going to church, all that kind of stuff, which is the real important reason for this season. This year, though, I've been very fortunate enough and did not have to work that many hours during this peak season. I was able to spend a lot of time with family, with friends, church family, go to church services, and really understand fully the reason for this Advent season, and enjoy plenty of rest, and it makes me feel so much better.
Tyler prayed, "Come, Lord Jesus, and give me your rest. Give me your peace." And that's exactly what happened. But rest and peace is still available to us now. And so we relight the candle that calls us to rest, that we will continue to seek God's peace and rest, not just at Christmas, but in our days ahead. On the third Sunday of Advent, we were asked the question, what fills you? And in this next video, John Reed is going to share how what we focus on is what fills us, and how this Advent provided him the opportunity to reflect on that very truth. Let's watch.
How we are filled determines how fully we can worship God. In today's time-demanding world, a work responsibility, family responsibilities, and Christmas season requirements leads to stress that can distract from keeping our hearts orientated towards Christ. I think it's important to be very intentional and focused on what is important. When the star appeared to the wise men, they stayed focused until they found the Christ child and worshiped him. After the angels appeared to the shepherds, they were determined to find Jesus and worship him. After being reminded of this during Sunday worship and meditation, I intentionally became more focused on experiencing the same as the wise men and the shepherds this Advent season. I intentionally became more focused on the coming of Christ when we decorated the tree and the rest of our home for Christmas. I intentionally talked about what we were doing and how it was acknowledging the coming of Christ. After experiencing the silence of where I was and the peace of the moment, I felt the coming of Christ and the hope of a better tomorrow. I hope you have experienced the same this Advent season.
God's filling through worship, through decorating, through having intentional conversations with family members has been a rich experience for the Reed family. How about you? As we relight the third Advent candle, the candle of filling, let us continue to find fullness, wholeness, and peace for our souls through our relationship with Jesus. Our next question is, what is your center? This is a question of Advent that we have as we are challenged to center our time and our talents, our treasures and our experiences, to center them on God in Christ Jesus. Chrissy Relaford shares what happened as her family intentionally centered on what's most important. Let's take a look.
Hello, my name is Chrissy Relaford, and I wanted to share with you what we decided to do this year for Advent. Instead of giving gifts and presents and toys that our children do not need, we wanted to do something that we could do as a family that would make new memories and new experience. So my parents bought us tickets to the Polar Express train ride and to the North Pole. And it was the most amazing experience I've ever had with my family and my children. They absolutely loved it. It was so magical. And it's for sure something that we will continue to do every year and make new memories and add new family members. So this has actually brought us closer together as a family and closer to God. Instead of spending money, you know, extra money that we don't have or they don't need, we decided to do an experience. So it was definitely amazing, and we will do it every year.
Chrissy said that as her family was encouraged to move away from centering themselves on money and spending, and instead to center on relationships with each other and with God, that this Advent they were able to experience a freedom that led to new levels of peace and joy. And so we relight the fourth candle of Advent as we give thanks and recommit ourselves to center our lives around the faith we proclaim. That faith that liberates us, sustains us, and calls us to bold service in Jesus' name. So we're now to the fifth week of Advent, and during that week, we were called to give more. And we talked about what happens when our giving is based on centering our lives on God. We give and we get. We receive. Brian Kaufman shares what he and his family experience as he reflects on the get side of the coin this Advent. Let's watch.
Good morning. My name is Brian Kaufman. I attend the 10:30 worship service at Florence Christian Church. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about the Advent conspiracy candle of get. During that sermon series, we focused on giving more intentionally and relationally. And I tried to keep those sentiments in mind when I was getting Christmas gifts this year. And I did find that I tended to buy more gifts for my family and my friends and maybe some coworkers that I didn't normally buy gifts for. And it wasn't that I bought big extravagant gifts for them, but it was I would think about how I could get a gift that would fulfill a need or a gift that would give them more joy or maybe help them in their line of work or in a hobby. And in doing that, I felt like I tended to give more, and I also received much more joy and happiness this holiday season. And I hope it was the same for you too. Everybody have a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
You can't outgive God, amen? Amen. When Brian got serious about asking that question, not about how much something cost or how extravagant the gift might be, but rather how will my gift fulfill a need, what happened? He said he gave more, and he received more. You remember what Jesus said? Give, and it shall be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. And so we relight the candle of get, remembering that God blesses the gifts we offer abundantly when they are given out of love and service to others. The sixth Sunday of Advent was the Sunday we talked about love. John and Angie McLemore share what this has meant to them this Advent season. Let's hear what happened for them as they took this call to love to a new level.
Hi guys, it's John and Angie, and we're here to talk about how this Advent season has led us to love others more intentionally.
One of the first things that I had decided, or we had decided to do this year, was to go with the four gift rule, mainly for the kids. And that was just to simplify Christmas and make it each gift much more intentional for them. So it wasn't near as stressful buying the gifts, going and getting the gifts, nor will I think it be as stressful on Christmas morning. They'll just be able to enjoy time to open their gifts and see their gifts and be with family.
Right. And, you know, with both of us experiencing loss a little bit in our families, Angie's dad passed a couple of years ago. And if you're not aware, my dad has Alzheimer's and he's not really doing very well. We wanted to be more intentional about just spending time with family. It's way more important now than anything about gifts. And we just wanted to be more intentional about our relationships as well. And we've had some opportunities to have some really good conversations with people, even outside of the family, at Auntie's Christmas party, getting to spend some time with some of her coworkers and really talking about things that matter, things in life that are important, things of faith that are important. And it's just been real intentional about deepening those relationships as well as those that we spend, you know, time with family.
Christ the Lord. I want to get that there. Love more intentionally. Why? Because God has made us for relationship. And we need to honor those relationships because we only have them for a limited time, right? And so we relight the candle of love, reminding us that God is love. And because God lives in us, we are able to love all more fully with God's amazing love, grace-filled love. And then last week, we lit the candle of celebration. Phyllis Reed shares how that happened for her during this season, so let's take a look.
I personally think we should have 8 weeks of Advent every year. This longer time of preparation has raised my awareness of the beauty of celebrating the birth of Christ. The daily scriptures in my email inbox, in the weekly meditations, have been key in preparing my heart and mind for celebrating the birth of Christ. The meditations have impacted the experiences of my service to others. I found myself mindful of entertaining angels or perhaps even Jesus. This has led to my being more present as we approach the Christmas celebration. Weekly worship has been especially meaningful with the beautiful music, the sermons, and the sweet acolytes and fellowship. It feels even more celebratory than usual. We'll be having noisy family celebrations and quiet private celebrations at our house. I hope your celebrations will be joyful and touch your spirit in a special way.
You know, I have to say, I agree with Phyllis. Having a longer Advent season made the preparation, anticipation, and celebration even richer. How about for you? Did it? And so we relight the candle to celebrate, to remind us that whether the noisy celebrations or the quiet celebrations, that you and I are mindful that Christ is with us always. And in this we find joy. Which leads us to the final and the best candle of them all, the Christ candle. Jesus the Christ, as the scripture tells us today, is the light of the world. And I have a special video to share with you about how that light came to me in a very special way this Christmas. Take a look.
So I've got a very special young lady with me today, and we're going to talk about an extraordinary thing that she did, but we're also going to talk about why I've asked her to be here today. Because even though you may not know her, not have seen her before, we actually do have a connection with Caroline. And Caroline, how would we be connected with you at Forest Christian Church?
With my great-grandma Yaya and my great-grandma Doc.
Great-grandma Yaya and great-grandpa Doc, a.k.a. Barbara and Ron Froom. So, anyway, tell us what you did this year that just blew my socks off.
This year, I've been doing a hot chocolate stand, and I've been donating that money to my church. And that money goes to people that don't get Christmas, and that money is going to let them have Christmas.
So you decided to donate the money this year to Yaya's and Doc's church, and so you have a hot chocolate stand, and you're only open one day, right?
One day.
One day. Tell me how much money you raised at that hot chocolate stand.
We raised $400.
$400? Are you serious? That is the most cool thing I have ever heard. And you know what? It's not the most cool thing I ever heard. The most cool thing I've ever heard is a young person like you that's willing to donate that money to other children who don't have all the things that you have. Because that's what the spirit of Christmas is all about. So I want to thank you, Caroline, on behalf of Florence Christian Church and all of the children, that you are making a difference in their lives. Thank you so much.
What is it the prophet says? And a child shall lead them. Sure, Caroline sure did that for me, because she demonstrated the simple truth that reflects the real meaning of Christmas. She wanted those who didn't get to have Christmas to have Christmas. She wanted to give them love and joy. And she sure did that not only for the children that received those gifts, but all of us. Amen. You know, that's what God did on that amazing night of Jesus' birth. God gave love and joy and peace and hope to the whole world. And so, we light the candle of Christ, the Christ candle, as we say, thank you, thank you, thank you. The people of God said, amen and amen. You know, we've heard 8 stories of how Advent has impacted lives in our community of faith this year. But each one of us has a story, amen? Every single one of us. And so that's why I have a little insert in your bulletin for you to take some time to think about how Advent, the Advent conspiracy, has impacted you this Christmas. And what it's saying to you about how you will live because the light of Christ has come into your life. You can share that story with us if you'd like. I would love to get many stories that we can print and share with each other and with others outside of our faith community. But more than anything, I want you just to reflect on your own life. Where are you? What has happened because the light of the world has become a part of your life? What does that call you to as we move into a new year? I love that star. Can I share that with everybody? Ellen's holding this up. And a child. A child leads us. How has the star, the light of the world, touched you? Some of us are being called to action because of the star. As the wise men, as John said, followed that star, we're called to follow it as well. And so for some of us, that is making a profession of faith in the Christ that has come into the world to light our way. For some of us, that is taking a step forward in discipleship and becoming united with our congregation as a ministry partner so that we can fulfill the mission that God has given to us. For some of us, that's just saying, God, continue to light my way as I'm taking these steps into a new year. Continue to show me your will and your way so that I might be faithful to share the light of Christ with others. Whatever God is calling you to, my prayer for you is that you will respond faithfully. Let's stand together as we sing our song of invitation.